Pendengar sekalian, Perdana Menteri Malcolm Turnbull mengatakan ia marah bahwa sistem pencegahan tidak dipasang untuk mencegah penutupan situs Biro Statistik Sensus pada hari Selasa malam lalu. Sampai saat ini situs itu belum dibuka kembali yang menyebabkan jutaan warga Australia tidak dapat mengajukan informasi sensus mereka karena penutupan itu. Turnbull mengatakan akan ada konsekuensi serius dari kegagalan itu. Berikut ini laporan tentang hal tersebut. Perdana Menteri Malcolm Turnbull mengatakan pencegahan tidak dipasang untuk menjaga diri dari jenis serangan yang mengancam situs sensus. Ia mengatakan ada kegagalan serius dari pelaksanaan survei nasional Australia Bureau Statistik yang diperkirakan memiliki lebih banyak responden online dibandingkan dengan dalam sensus terakhir tahun 2011 dan terutama dilakukan melalui internet. Turnbull menambahkan bahwa kegagalan langkah pencegahan itu diperparah oleh masalah hardware. Ia menolak mengatakan siapa yang akan bertanggung jawab atas kegagalan itu, namun telah meramalkan konsekuensi yang sangat serius.
Which head's role, where and when, will be determined once the review is complete. Right now, my objective as Prime Minister is to ensure that the site is back up. It should be restored. That's the advice I have, as of a little while ago, and that when it is restored, the protections that ought to have been in place are in place, but there's clearly been a failure.
Namun, Perdana Menteri mengatakan bahwa sepertinya Australia Bureau of Statistics atau ABS adalah pusat dari masalah itu. Dan Perdana Menteri menyalahkan Bureau of Statistics serta IBM atas ketidaksiapan mereka menghadapi serangan cyber.
This has been a failure of the ABS. This is, we have inconvenienced, or the ABS has inconvenienced millions of Australians. Shouldn't have happened, right? I'm not happy about it. None of us are. We're very disappointed. What was important was to ascertain the facts and make sure that they were set out.
Menteri Industri Pertahanan Christopher Pyne mengatakan, Australian Signals Directorate sedang meneliti apa yang sebenarnya terjadi dan ia tidak memberi jaminan bahwa rincian temuan itu akan diumumkan sepenuhnya kepada masyarakat luas. Pyne mengatakan pemerintah menangani masalah ini dengan sangat serius.
As with all these matters, of course, some of them they can have very highly secure, highly classified outcomes, and the capability of the ASD is not necessarily one where we want everyone to know exactly what we are able to do. So it has a certain level of secrecy and discretion that's the highest in government. So I can't commit to releasing everything the ASD finds out, but I can assure the public that the government will do everything it can to find out why this happened, to ensure it doesn't happen again.
Pyne juga menjanjikan akan mengeluarkan informasi sedapat mungkin. Namun, pemimpin pihak oposisi Bill Shorten mengatakan janji-janji itu masih tidak mencukupi dan Perdana Menteri Turnbull seharusnya tidak menyalahkan para pegawai negeri atas kekacauan tersebut.
Malcolm Turnbull's always talking about blaming someone else. When Malcolm Turnbull gets paid every week, what does he think this pay is for? It's his job to make sure that everyone else in the government does their job properly. Now he's just lashing out. The one thing we've learned about Malcolm Turnbull in his year as Prime Minister is that when there's a problem, he'll be sure to blame someone else. Malcolm Turnbull never takes responsibility for mistakes that happen under his leadership. That is not good enough.
Sementara itu, penasihat Perdana Menteri untuk Keamanan Cyber, Alistair McKibben, mengatakan bahwa sensus telah menjadi sasaran setelah pemerintah mengatakan bahwa data mereka sangat aman sehari sebelum terjadinya penyerangan itu. Ia menambahkan bahwa kemungkinan besar akan terjadi serangan-serangan yang lebih gencar lagi setelah situs itu kembali dibuka. Alistair McKibben mengatakan kepada ABC bahwa Australian Bureau of Statistics atau ABS telah berusaha sekuatnya untuk melindungi data mereka dari serangan-serangan tersebut.
Every effort is being made. The ABS is being abundantly cautious in terms of making sure the right systems are in place. This hasn't been the greatest week for us. If I'm being a glass half full type of guy like I try to be, there's some good learnings that we can apply.